We have four seniors being recognized for your boys' varsity Tiger team. We're going to do things right now. Your first senior, number two, Jackson Gould. He is escorted by his parents, Amanda and Ryan Gould. Other sports he participated in other than basketball are unified flag football and golf. After graduation, Jackson plans on attending Indiana Wesleyan University to study exercise science and minor in coaching. He will also be playing basketball for the Wildcats. His message to his parents, thank you for helping me chase my dreams. I love you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, number two, Jackson Gould. Next senior, number 11, Nicholas Catteris. He is escorted by his parents, Jim and Amber Catteris. Other than playing basketball, Nick played football. Plans after graduation, he plans to attend Purdue or IU to major in finance at Kelly or Granite Business School. Message to his parents, thank you for everything you do for me. I love you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Catteris. Our next senior, number 13, Will Bergen. He is escorted by his parents, Mike and Casey Bergen. Basketball is the only sport that Will participated in here at WCHS. After graduation, he plans to attend Indiana University and study business. His message to his parents, thank you for always supporting me. I love you. Ladies and gentlemen, number 13, Will Bergen. And our final senior, number 21, Drew Heckerman. Drew is escorted by his parents, Eric and Nicole Heckerman. He played basketball all 4 years as a Tiger. Plans after graduation, he plans on playing basketball at college. That's all he put. Message to his parents, thank you for always supporting me. I love you guys. Number 21, Drew Heckerman. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for your four seniors.
They're now gathering together, all four players and their families, huddling up for pictures of the four seniors. While they do that, Jared, why don't you go ahead and give us the final stats from the JV game, Warsaw winning 44-39.
Tippecanoe Cunha Valley finished 16 of 35 from the field for 45%. That included 3 of 9 from the three-point line, 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Valley had 25 total rebounds and 15 turnovers. For Warsaw, they finished 14 of 35 from the field for 40%. 4 of 10 from behind the three-point line, 12 of 19 from the free throw line. Warsaw had 20 total rebounds and 14 turnovers. Points off turnovers, Tippecanoe Valley 11, Warsaw 6. Second chance points, Valley had 4, Warsaw had 2. Tippecanoe Valley played to a .79 points per possession, while Warsaw played to a .83, and Warsaw had 23 points off the bench, while Valley had 0.
And that'll do it for the JV game. When we come back, Fox News, and then you're going to hear from Matt Moore and his thoughts on tonight's senior night matchup against Tippecanoe Valley in the draw in the final week of the regular season. Here as Tippecanoe Valley's in town tonight, Kerr will be here for a 6 o'clock start on Friday, and he'll break down the matchups. And then Shaw is here, and nobody knows Warsaw Valley better than that guy does. So we'll see what he thinks, and we'll get your selves ready for Valley and Warsaw. And it's next on News Now Warsaw.